I was in the what we call the Scottish Army, or rather the Royal Scots Greys, Edinburgh, not Aberdeen, for 8 years. We were posted all over the place, but just as a standard tanky. And then I was thrown out of the British Army because of it didn't have a regular commission. I hadn't had A-levels, and 8 years was your lot in those days if you just didn't go to Sandhurst, as it were. So I got married. She was in the Scottish National Trust in Torridon, so we didn't have much prospects. And we decided we would try to go into expeditions. And we had no money. And for an expedition to succeed, you need sponsorship. And for sponsorship, you need media coverage. And you get media coverage if they know something about you, which of course they didn't, because neither of us had ever done an expedition before. So just one expedition, we had to work every day, every week, unpaid for 7 years to get 1,900 sponsors to do the first ever journey around the world vertically, which my wife came up with the idea that that would get us firmly into the polar field of people that had been doing polar expeditions for an awful lot longer, maybe had had British Antarctic Survey or that sort of background, which we didn't have. We'd not really been anywhere colder than Torridon, sort of thing. And so it took a long time. But I think the message is you can get to what you want, but you have to work hard at it at some point. Well, there's only one other alternative to that, and that is if you're incredibly lucky. You meet maybe the right person at the right time.